This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone, Shalom Aleichem. Today we begin Siman Nun Tes, Din Berachas Bracha Rishayna B'Yotzer. The last halacha of Siman Nun Ches is very interesting, whether there's a din of Kriya Shema, of Tashlumen by Kriya Shema. The Mechaber brought two deos, that if you didn't say Shema in the morning, does it have a Tashlumen in Be'arvis? Some argue. We brought that the Gra and the Berkei Yosef are Machria, that there is no Tashlumen. But that was very interesting. Okay, Siman Nun Tes. Din Bracha Rishayna B'Yotzer. I was at Rabbi Reisman's house for Shabbos, and he told me, you know, we just learned in Siman Nun Ches that the last Zman for Berachas Kriya Shema is Zman Tefillah. So in other words, somebody wakes up late after the Zman Tefillah, so you're allowed to say Shemana Esrei until Chatzos, but you're not allowed to say Berachas Kriya Shema. It's a bracha levatala. You know, so people who daven after the Zman Tefillah, it's usher to say the, you know, that's what the Mishnah Berurah said. So he said that, he once said this out over as a Dvar Halacha, and a Rosh Hashiva came over to him and said, how could you say such a thing? So many Yidden, they daven Berachas Kriya Shema after the Zman Tefillah. You have to apologize. So he said, let's call Rav Pam. So they called Rav Pam, and Rav Pam said, yeah, you need to say it again and again and again and again. You shouldn't apologize. You need to keep on repeating it. It is usher to say Berachas Kriya Shema after the Zman Tefillah. Okay. Siman Nun Tes. Din Bracha Rishana B'Yotzer. Baruch Atah Hashem L'kin Ma'chaylam. Yotzer Oyer Uvarei Choshech. Now, why are we talking about the night? Tiknu Lahazkir Midas Laila B'Yom. They are masakin to mention the Mida of the night during the day. Lahoitzi Milev Ha'api Karsim Sha'imrim Shamisha Bar Arloi Baruch Hashach. This to be mafgia. This is to counteract the heretics that they say the one who created light is not the one who created darkness. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ar, Tzarach Lahafsik Bein Yoitzer O Bein Ar. You have to interrupt between Yoitzer and Ar. Ki Hechi Delay Lashtama Yoitzerar. You have to interrupt between Yoitzer and Ar, so that it doesn't sound like Yoitzerar. V'ayim beber heitev uvashar tshuva mashikosav oid bazel. Look in the ber heitev and the shar tshuva, what they write further about this. First of all, they say the word mishar sim va'asher mishar sav rashitevo is mum, which is the last name of the 72 names of Hashem. So you don't want to say like this. Mishar sim. You don't want to skip the vav of asher. You don't want to say mishar sim asher mishar sav. Va'asher mishar sav. Why? It doesn't really make a difference in the meaning. Yeah, it does. Because you're going to lose out the 72-letter name of Hashem. Okay. Also, ma'aritzim u'makdishim. Not ma'aritzin u'makdishin. Ma'aritzim u'makdishim. U'mamlichim. And you have to be ma'asik between mamlichim and Hashem Akel. Fine. Weiter, Sif Beis, Im Tava Amar, Asher Bedvaroi Ma'ariv Aravim. If you made a mistake, and you started saying the bracha of the night, V'nitzgar Miyad, and you remember immediately, V'amar Yotzer Ar, V'gam Siyam Yotzer Amaris Yatza. So what did you do? You said, Asher Bedvaroi Ma'ariv Aravim. You immediately remembered, you said, Yotzer Ar, V'ari Choshech, you finished correctly, and your Yotzer, Avalam Amar, Bedvaroi Ma'ariv Aravim. But if let's say you say Asher B'Vayim Arav Aravim and you didn't say the main body of the bracha, you didn't say Yotzer Ar, or you didn't finish Yotzer Amaris Lo Yatza. So you need to do both. You need to make sure that you say Yotzer Ar Arav Choshech and off Yotzer Hama Oiris. Ve'im amar, if you said yotzer or uvarei choshech, if you said yotzer or uvarei choshech, asher bidvarei maravim, v'gam siyei marav aravim, lo yatza. Let's say you said yotzer or, and you said asher bidvarei marav aravim, and you finished marav aravim lo yatza. Now, I don't know why the Mechaber has to say that. Because even if you didn't say Marav Aravim, if you said, even if you didn't say Asher Bidvarai Marav Aravim, if you just finish Marav Aravim, you would not be Yotze. He just said, you need to have both. You need to say the main body and conclude properly. But if you say Marav Aravim without Yotzerar, or if you did say Yotzerar, but you didn't conclude properly, you're not yoytze. So that means you need to do both. Because if you say Amarav Aravim and you didn't say yoytzerar, or you didn't finish yoytzerar, you're not yoytze. That's why the Rama says, Hagavu adinim lo yamar tchila rak yoytzerar, im si Amarav Aravim lo yatza. Avalim siyem yoytzer hamayrois, but if you finish with yoytzer hamayrois, kivan chepasach yoytzerar, since you start with Yotzerar, your Yotze afal pi shehivsik b'marav aravim. Basically, you need to make sure that A, you have the Yotzerar part, and you have the ending Yotzer hama'oirois part. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what does it mean that if you made a mistake and you said Hashem b'varei marav aravim, and you remembered immediately, miyad? Says the Mishnah Berurah, dafka miyad, dahayna b'toch kedei dibar. Dafka immediately, toch kedei dibar. Aval la'achar kedei dibar, lo yatza. But after Kedei Dibur, you're not Yotze. Deloy koi habracha shepasach baruch ata Hashem lekein melech haolam amashachaz v'amar Yotzer. If you say Yotzerar after Kedei Dibur, then the opening of baruch ata Hashem will not go back on what you went back and said Yotzerar, kivan shaloy amar amayad, since you didn't say it immediately. Umashachaz v'achar kach v'loy amar Yotzerar, that which he says afterwards, V'loya amar yotzerar. It's lav davka, he didn't say yotzerar. It's even if you did, but you didn't say kedei dibur, hu adinim amaroi v'loy miyad, ken kasar prim gandam shem abach v'aprisha. Aval v'derech ha-chayim poisek, derech ha-chayim paskins, afilim loy nizgar, ad karv l'sefer bracha, even if you didn't remember until well at the end of the bracha. Mikamakam kivin shloy gamar isa, in tzarech lahaschal, meroish berchas yotzerar mechadash. You don't have to start the whole bracha again from the beginning. Rak yoimer yoytzeraru v'arei choshech v'chulu atzoyf brechas yoytzeramas v'yoytze v'zeh v'chein yesh linhoig l'maisa k'mashu k'san v'aralacha. Bottom line is that if you said Baruch atah Hashem l'kinu melech haolam Hashem v'aramar aravim and you didn't quite remember right away, you remembered all the way at the end, you could still, as long as you didn't finish the bracha, you could go and say Yotzer Baruch Hashem Yotzer Shalom V'Asakoyel and finish correctly. Siv Katan Gimel. Avolam Amar Bedvarei Marva Aravim, and you didn't say Yotzer Ar. Perish Afal Pisha Siyim Baruch Hashem Yotzer Amar, even though you ended properly. Kivan Shetchilas Avem Tzoy Shalai Kadin La Yatza. Since the beginning and the middle were not proper, you're not yoytze, but tzarch lachse l'roish, and you have to say baruch atah Hashem lekinim al chaylam kaseider ad acher yoytze hamoros v'ayim beber halacha. So, if you didn't say yoytzer ar, even though you finish yoytze hamoros, since the beginning of the bracha, the beginning meaning you started Asher B'vari Maravavim and the main body of the bracha was not correct, even though you ended off correctly, it will not be good. Then the Rama says the same thing would be if you didn't say in the beginning, just Yotzer Ar, if you finish Marav Haravim, Lo Yatza. V'adin, Kuli Alma Sovrim Kain. The Mechaber agrees, K'mavar B'veis Yosef. Da'achasim B'vadei Tzvich Lios Kadin. The ending for sure has to be correct. So then, Why does the Mechaber say, V'im amar yoitzar aru v'arichoshach, asher b'vayar marav aravim, and you concluded marav aravim lo yatsa? So then, why does the Mechaber have to say that you said Hamarav Aravim in the main body? Even if you didn't, you wouldn't be Yotze, because you didn't end off properly. That which the Shulchan Aruch says in the beginning, or you didn't say Yotze Hamarav, in Kavanah say Davka Ba'ofen Shatava Amar Metchila Shabbar Marav Aravim. It's not talking about Davka where you also made a mistake in the beginning. Rak Nakti L'Sima Mosad Reisha, just ending off the matter of the Reisha. So when the Mechaber says, Oy loy siyem yoytzer hama'oyrois, it's even if you didn't also make the mistake of Asher b'vari marvarvim. V'gam ma'adinokavim amar yoytzer oro v'arachoshach Asher b'vari marvarvim hu mishum derotzel sayim b'seifa dim siyem yoytzer hama'oyrois, your yoytzei, even though you said Hamar of Aravim, Kamavar Bebes Yosef. But if you don't end Yotzer Hamayres, you're for sure not Yotzer. Yeah, we're going to hold it over here. We'll pick it up tomorrow in Sivkatan. Hey, wishing everyone a wonderful day. Kol tov, everyone. Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.